Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, this week we are going to hit a topic that is a very common topic that parents ask us about, and well, not just parents, but adults as well. This is a concern for everybody. And we've talked about video gaming a bit on previous podcasts, but we're going to dedicate a whole week to this topic.
That's right. So get the word out, because this is a topic that more and more people are discussing, more and more people are expressing concerns about.
Right.
So we decided, given its importance and popularity, we'd devote the week to this topic. I'm glad we are, because I'm a neophyte when it comes to... I don't know much about video games.
Yeah.
I'm not a game.
A gamer.
Are you a gamer?
Sometimes.
I mean, would you... No, you're not a gamer.
No, I wouldn't consider myself a true gamer.
Gamer means somebody who devotes large amounts of time to this.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't consider myself a gamer, but we're going to end this week talking to somebody who is somewhat of a gamer.
That's right.
I'm really looking forward to our interview with Dr. Jamie Madigan, who runs a website called The Psychology of Gaming, and he does a lot of work in that area.
And he does know about this.
He does.
Right.
So we're going to talk to him about a lot of this.
Good.
But we have a variety of articles that we're going to kind of go through throughout the course of this week. But we thought we would start out today just talking about our perspective. Okay. We're going to talk about our perspective before we even get into any of the articles or anything like that, just to talk about...
There's no website to go to. There's no other article to read. This is coming straight from Mount Olympus.
See, I was going to say straight from the heart, but you
heart
said Mount Olympus.
Heart is good.
Which one of us is...
Zeus?
Yeah.
Goes without saying.
You know.
We'll leave it there.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about video games.
And I am glad we're talking about this topic.
Video games of all types. Okay, so we're not going to restrict it to console games or computer-based games or even... mobile games. We're just talking about computers games or gaming of all kinds.
Right. This is a big industry, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it's a huge industry.
You know, somebody said the other, I don't know who it was, years ago somebody said, we used to build bridges and highways and dams and canals, and now we build toys.
Yes.
That's a concern for some people, that our economy is based largely on cell phones, electronic gadgets, and video games.
Right.
The big business.
It's entertainment.
Right.
Yeah, it's primarily entertainment that we focus a lot on, because it's, you know, we spend tons of money on gaming stuff, movies, electronic devices for entertainment. Yeah,
right. And the other reason I'm glad we're talking about this topic is because I am of a generation.
I was trying not to.
You try not to laugh, right? I am of a generation that didn't play video games.
Yeah.
And I missed it. And my generation just doesn't play many video games. It's not part of our growing up.
Yeah.
So I'm always a little bit surprised when married couples come in their 30s or maybe even in their 40s. And one of the complaints is, well, my husband, he comes home and he plays video games for about an hour or so.
Right.
And that's always a bit of a surprise to me, because I think of video, I associate video games with children and teenagers, not with adults.
Right.
And yet there are many adults who come in and say, well, I spend a couple hours a day playing video games, we go here and we play video games, and the other people talk. Because video games are almost not exclusively played by men, but largely played by men.
Right.
Women typically don't play video games.
Right.
So it's a male thing.
Yeah.
And I forget that people in their 30s and 40s did grow up with video games.
Yeah.
And now it's become a problem in some relationships.
Yeah.
So that's the other reason I'm glad we're going to be discussing this topic this week.
Right. And it is growing with women and girls playing more and more video games. It's it's fascinating. So, but the things we're going to talk about today, because there's a few things that we typically talk to
individuals and families and parents about when it comes to gaming. Because the big question that we're always asked is, how much time should I allow my child to play video games?
Right.
And the problem is, or the way that we see it, I guess, or, you know, is that there's not a specific amount of time.
No.
You can't say, you know, what's right for one situation may not be right for another person's situation. And so there's some flexibility that has to be in place. But there's some general guidelines, I think, that you can follow.
There are some rules of thumb. First of all, it's going to be age dependent.
Right.
Okay. Young children would spend less time than older children.
Right.
But the other thing is, it's and we have always said this, video games should be treated as you treat all other activities.
Right.
And that is, you would not let your child do any activity. Even reading can be done to excess.
Right.
Okay. If you're reading Harry Potter novels instead of doing your homework, then the activity of reading, which is typically a positive activity, can become a negative activity.
Right.
Okay. It's still good for you. But if you're not doing your homework, it becomes a problem.
Right.
So I would put video games in that same category. Put it in the category as you put everything else.
Right. Yeah. It's an entertainment.
It is entertainment
activity. Right. Reading can be an entertainment activity, or watching TV can be an entertainment.
Exercising
can be an entertainment activity.
Exactly.
And so any of those entertainment things can be done to excess.
These are things you do in your free time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have too much free time,
then that's a problem.
It's not the video game. It's you have too much free time.
Right.
Right.
In our book, the part one of our Handbook for Raising an Emotionally Healthy Child, we talk about a rule that we typically use with the families that we work with. And we call it, it's just called the 168-hour solution.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And 168 hours is a pretty important number.
It's an important number for all of us.
Because that's the number of hours in a week.
Right.
All right? So when you have 7 days in a week, 24 hours a day, that's 168 hours. What we encourage parents to do is, or I even sit down with teens sometimes and work this out, is you go through and you tally up the number of hours dedicated for different things.
Right. All right?
So if you need to get 8 hours of sleep a night, if you need to, if you're eating, you know, so many meals a day, that takes up time. If you're in school, that's the 7.5 hours in school. Right. But then there may be another hour or two in transportation to and from. You add up all of these obligations. So sleeping, school, work, transportation, meals, church, extracurricular activities. You take all of those things and you add them up and you see how many hours you have that you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you include chores and other obligations,
hygiene,
homework, hygiene,
all that.
Hygiene is really important. Mm-hmm. You add all those things up, and you see how much time you have left.
You find out how much free time you have left. Okay, and generally, children and teens are surprised with how little free time they really have.
Right,
that they had no idea.
Let's say how much little time they should have.
Right.
Because if they have too much free time, if you do all that addition and they end up with 50 hours a week of free time, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Because that means that they have way too much free time and not enough obligations, enough responsibilities.
They need more responsibility. Mm-hmm. Again, not the video game.
Right.
The video game's not the problem.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that may mean that they need more chores. They may need to need to do more homework or more
studying. Take on another activity. Maybe they should be doing music or some club or organization or athletics or something to absorb all that free time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because generally speaking, out of the course of a full week, what we would expect you to have maybe 15 hours or so of free time.
Maybe that's something we should work on. Well, again, it depends on their age.
Right.
Little kids will have more than older kids. But there should be something around 15 hours or so even if it was 2 hours a day, it would still be 14 hours.
Right.
So even 3 hours a day would be 20 hours.
Right.
So somewhere in that range.
Right.
If you're exceeding 20 hours a week of free time, you probably need some additional activities.
Right.
Right.
And so we have now whittled it down to maybe 2 to 3 hours of free time a day.
That's, I think, a good rule of thumb.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if your kid's coming home from school at 3 o'clock and they're playing video games from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock at night every day, okay, if they're spending way too much time.
5 days a week, that's 25 hours. So you're automatically exceed, and that doesn't count the weekends.
Right.
Okay. So you're automatically, just in 5 days, you're exceeding that 15, 20 hour limit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we get to the issue. Okay, so how many hours is the right number of hours? The right number of hours depends on these other obligations.
Right.
If, again, spending 30 hours a week playing video games may not interfere with anything for your child if he doesn't have other responsibilities. Now, the issue isn't the video games. The issue is that they need other responsibilities.
Right.
They need
right.
some other obligations that they need to meet, mm-hmm. whether it's a club or, practicing an instrument or a sport or mm-hmm. something like that. Right. They need something else to do.
Right.
So depending on your child's schedule, the amount of time they spend playing video games may vary.
Right. Right.
So, if a child, if the way that the things are worked out is that you have allotted so much time for each activity through every day, and it comes to a day where, there's no homework, got all of his chores done,
right.
got, everything is accounted mm-hmm. for that day. If they play a little bit of extra video games that day,
right.
no harm, no foul.
Right. Right.
On the other hand, if they come home from school and they have a ton of homework, mm-hmm. It's clean the house day. That was always Thursday at my house when I was growing up. And everything, all these things need to be done. There may be no time for video games.
That's right.
And that's just the nature of how right. this should work out.
Right.
It should vary depending on the child's obligations for the day.
And there's another issue here. When we talk about free time, if a child's going outside and playing basketball or mm-hmm. riding a bike or swimming or mm-hmm. with friends and they're doing physical activities or they're building a little clubhouse out in the woods, that, I think, is okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What you want to avoid, and some because some parents will say, well, wait a minute, he's got about 4 hours or 5 hours a day of mm-hmm. free time, but you can't devote all your free time to
right.
this single activity. So
right.
that's the other thing to keep in mind, that if your child has 5 hours of free time but is spending 3 hours outside,
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing,
yeah.
okay, because they're being physically active and
right.
they're getting out and they're being with other kids.
Right.
If your child is spending 5 hours in this single activity,
mm-hmm.
that could be a problem.
Absolutely.
Okay? So there's no
diversify
simple,
a little bit.
Yeah, diversify. There's no simple rule of thumb here,
mm-hmm.
But keep in mind, and I like your idea of 15 or 20 hours.
Yeah.
You're in excess of that. You need to find something else for your
right.
children to do.
And again, remember, that's 7 days a week.
Right.
So that doesn't necessarily mean 3 hours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because what that would mean then is only 3 hours on Saturday.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday tend to be right. a little bit longer play
mm-hmm.
times, not all at one time.
Right.
But, they play, they get up, play a few hours, and for a little bit in the morning.
Right.
They play a little bit in the afternoon, maybe some in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to play more on the weekends,
right.
depending on what's scheduled. But, you just have to, be flexible with that. But
mm-hmm.
you need to go through this 168-hour solution and
right.
figure out where that falls. We have
exactly.
a worksheet that available, when you pick up our book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can get that on Amazon Kindle.
Right.
And, you can work through that process
right.
Yourself and figure out how much time your child mm-hmm. has to play.
Right.
The other issue.
So that's one issue is time.
Right.
Okay.
The other issue is, and we've got to be careful not to let this could end up being a 2-hour podcast.
Right.
The second issue is, what are they giving up? When they are, if they're playing
right.
video games too long, they're giving up some other things. And one of those really important things that they're giving up is interactions with you.
Right. That's one.
They're not interacting with others in a
mm-hmm.
in a way that's interpersonal, that's face to face and emotionally tied, and so they're not afforded the opportunity to develop some of these really healthy, important social relationships.
Yeah, like all of our other abilities, social the ability to relate
mm-hmm.
interpersonally with other people is a skill that you learn through practice.
Right.
Many times, parents will come in and say, "Well, all he has friends because he has friends that he plays these video games mm-hmm. with. Doesn't count. That, yeah. Those aren't real friendships.
Right.
Real friendships.
Not the same kind of friendships.
Right.
Yeah.
They're with real people where you learn to read facial expressions, mm-hmm. where you learn to read body language and tone of voice. This is a skill that you have to learn. You learn right. it over time and you learn it with experience. And if all of your relationships are virtual,
yeah.
Internet-based, then you're missing an opportunity to learn a valuable skill.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. The final piece that we need to talk about, I think, is the issue of, we'll just refer to it as arousal, right?
Well, and I like to put it in a broader context of, you have to think about your child.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
If your child tends to be obsessive compulsive, mm-hmm. you have to be careful that the game doesn't...
Right.
If your child is easily aroused, mm-hmm. you may want to be careful. If mm-hmm. your child tends to be very shy, mm-hmm. you may want to be more cautious.
Right.
So I think you need to think in terms of your particular, the particular person,
right.
your child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you know, one of the limits I set with my son is I noticed that there were some games that he was playing, and this was a few years ago, and that after he would play them, or during the times when he would play them, he would be real snippy and real irritable.
Okay, I want to know, that's one of my questions.
Mm-hmm. And so we had this conversation with him. We said, you know, look, this is an observation that we've made. This is a connection that we've made. When you're playing this game and doing these things, this is how you're responding to us when we talk to you.
Did he know? Was he aware of it?
Not until we pointed it out.
How old was he?
He was probably, let's see, he's 16 now, so he's probably 11, 12.
Okay.
Yeah, just preteen.
So just preteen, mm-hmm. end of mm-hmm. elementary school.
Right.
Okay. Because these games are very arousing.
Yeah.
And again, not having played them, I don't understand mm-hmm. what they do.
Right.
Okay. But I know that children can get over aroused.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you were talking about
right.
with him.
Yeah.
So he wasn't aware that. Of his change,
yeah, he didn't
that was
have
related
that insight.
To the video game,
right? He didn't have the insight to put those pieces together.
Okay.
And so when we did and said, "Look, you know, so if this is the way that you're going to respond, this is the way that you're going to behave after playing those games, you're just not going to be able to play those games anymore."
So what did he do?
He became more insightful.
So the awareness was enough,
right? And so pointing that out.
Okay.
I think that there were a couple times when we had to take them away, particular games away for a short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, he figured that out pretty quickly as he matured. So, but again, it's knowing your child,
right.
you know, and I know that with my son, it would likely just necessitate a conversation.
A couple of reminders,
right.
you know,
right.
And he was able to do it. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
other kids would need more.
They would need, or and there's a book written. I purchased it a short time ago, that one of the I believe she's a pediatric psychiatrist recommends a fast, a 30-day complete fast from video games.
Right.
She calls it resetting their brain. It gives mm-hmm. kids a chance to reset their brains.
Right.
Okay, so some children get so mm-hmm. Deeply engaged
yeah.
that they actually need a break,
yeah.
a fast for
right.
about 30 days to reset their
yeah.
brains.
Yeah.
So they are arousing.
Yeah,
some
absolutely.
Of them
are. Mm-hmm.
Not all games are arousing.
Right.
Okay.
And not in the same
certain
way.
Certain kind.
At least.
And I think we're going to talk about those kinds of games later in the week, right?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. So, we're going to talk, kind of delve into some of these things a little bit more detail as the mm-hmm. week goes. But
right.
It's going to be a fun conversation.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, again, we talked about the book a minute ago. This is a teaching opportunity,
right.
as you did with your son. You mm-hmm. had to teach him that
mm-hmm.
this did,
right.
this had this, this
mm-hmm.
game had this effect on him.
Right.
Good learning experience for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Good.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it for today. So come back tomorrow because we have
more.
We have some interesting articles that we'll be talking about the rest of the week. So,
mm-hmm.
all right. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.